Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 4th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Researchers from the Georgia Institute of Technology revived an older attack using the USB charging capability of the mobile devices to infect them. They focused on iOS device, in particular the iPhone, and like many mobile devices, the iPhone uses USB for charging and for data transfer. As far as the data transfer is concerned, the USB port is usually considered trusted and actually used for some of the lower level transfers, like for example firmware updates. So what these researchers did was to create a little device that once an iPhone is connected to it, it would automatically then try to inject malicious software into the phone. The interesting part here is, and that's I think what's really new about this research, that there is no user interaction required. It is of course a feature essentially of these mobile devices that there is some form of DFU mode, some kind of recovery mode that can be used if you press a certain key sequence, but in these experiments they did not require this, so all the user had to do was connect the device to the malicious USB port. Simple defense, of course, is to carry your own charger and do not trust necessarily random USB charging ports that you may see pop up in airports and other public places these days. Another mitigation technique is to keep the iPhone locked while you're charging it, but that may not always be practical because then you can't use it while it is being charged. And attacks against online gaming services are not stopping. This time, EVE Online was hit by a large denial of service attack. The company behind EVE Online also mentioned that they took the server offline for a while to figure out whether or not it was actually compromised. Not clear what conclusion they arrived at, but the servers are just about to come back online. So far, there is small notifications via the CCP, that's the company behind EVE Online, via their Twitter and Facebook feeds. And Oracle released more details in a blog post how it is going to address some of the Java security issues. One of the points they're making is that they actually are finding more bugs as a result of the increased focus on code security. So, for example, last year, about 58 bugs were fixed in Java, while this year so far for 2013, they already fixed 97. According to the blog post, this is in part due to Oracle now adopting its security fixing policies and its software security assurance to Java, and also heavily relying on some automated code testing tools to find new security bugs before they're actually being used in an exploit. Also, going forward, we should expect 4 updates each year to be in line with the quarterly Oracle critical patch update. And today in patches, if you're running Subversion, Apache did release a new version of Subversion, which will fix 2 denial of service vulnerabilities. So if you run Subversion exposed to the outside for some open source project, you probably want to apply these patches. And Australian cellular phone provider Telstra has a new tool to find interference sources, and I'm not sure if the news is real or not, but it's good enough to mention either way. Based on the sophisticated data analysis tools they identified in one neighborhood outside of Melbourne, a beer fridge a person had in their garage that evidently did interfere with cell phone signals in several neighborhoods around this particular location. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.